This is a long-term campaign.
During a rare visit to the Pentagon on Monday, President Obama spoke about difficulties in fighting ISIL, the Islamic State militants.
In many places in Syria and Iraq, including urban areas, it's dug in among innocent civilian populations.
Obama defended progress that was made in combating the extremists in Iraq and Syria, but he warned of the Islamic State's effort to recruit and inspire vulnerable people in the U.S.
The threat of lone wolves, or small cells of terrorists, is complex. It's harder to detect and harder to prevent. It's one of the most difficult challenges that we face.
Obama said ISIL's twisted thinking that draws vulnerable people into their ranks needs to be discredited. He said he seeks the help of Muslim communities in this effort.
Around the world, we're also going to insist on partnering with Muslim communities as they seek security, prosperity, and the dignity that they deserve. And we're going to expect those communities to step up in terms of pushing back as hard as they can.
Phyllis Bennis is with the Institute for Policy Studies. She points out that only when there are terrorist acts by Muslims is the entire Muslim community asked to repudiate the actions.
When we have Christian terror, when we have Jewish terrorism, Jewish terrorists, Christian terrorists, we never ask all Jews to repudiate, all Christians to repudiate the act of terror. It's only in the Muslim community.
Bennis says globally there's a struggle within Islam, within the Muslim community itself, which Obama could help if he were not undermining the process.
Every bomb in Iraq and Syria undermines the efforts of those in the Muslim community who are challenging ISIS. Every bomb that's dropped encourages ISIS, encourages their followers, and convinces them that they're right. So saying there is no solution, we need the Muslim community to step up while bombing is completely an insult to the Muslim community whose efforts do just that are being directly undermined by the U.S. military action.